we're going to talk softball, Lady Beaver softball team. They got one trip down and one trip to go to Goodland this week here. And Keisha joining us here, just hearing about this. Softball had one game yesterday. We thought originally it was going to be moved to Friday, but then got the schedule worked out where we got the doubleheader with Liberal on the road to move to Monday. So we get to play them next month.
Yeah. I mean, luckily that Liberal's field's underwater right now. That water there, that field takes on a lot of water and it doesn't dry up. Hopefully it's going to work out for Liberal to get that field cleared by Monday so we can play them on Monday. And it worked out for us. We'll play Goodland tomorrow.
All right. Well, kind of going back a little bit to yesterday, I know it was a tough day for you guys, tough elements. I mean, both teams had to fight those. Just wasn't your guys' day overall, but you had to love the fight in the end.
You know, absolutely. You know, those conditions were not easy to play in. And, you know, for us to stick it out all the way to that, you know, and still in the seventh inning to know that they can come back and score all those runs and get a couple of really good hits yesterday, I'm really proud of my girls.
Ellen. You know, it's tough to field a ground ball when that ground, the mud's kind of slowing it down. And those are some routine plays. And what are some things you have to do to kind of adjust to that?
You know, I've never been a fan of the Goodland field. You know, it's a baseball field turned into a softball field. So the infield is it's really large. So there's not a whole lot of grass. And it's a freaky illusion to the girls. You know, it's the same size as our field, but just understanding that the infield is a lot larger than like what it really appears, you know, it kind of plays with you a little bit. And, you know, ever since I've started coaching here, the girls have always struggled at Goodland, with that. So, you know, yes, last year I told the girls that, it's not very often that, you know, teams get a second chance. And, you know, last year we got a second chance to beat Holcomb and, you know, regionals and, go to state for the first time ever. And, you know, honestly, I really feel like yesterday, I really think we should have won that game. But, you know, the elements kind of messed with us a little bit. And so I told the girls today, I was like, hey, we got our second chance again. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, I really think we'll get it together and have a really good appearance tomorrow.
Well, I thought one of your bright spots yesterday was Jezreel and really having to play the slap bunters for the first time and consistently, I'll get it right out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said that five times real quick there, but no, but to face that, I mean, that's one thing that Goodland has, a lot of left-handed batters and a lot of slap hitters, and I thought she played that really well to go along with her bat.
Yeah, for sure. I think Jezreel had a really good game yesterday, hitting and fielding. You know, she was able to get those RBIs in at the end of the game, and her line drives are just so pretty. So you know, she's really finding her pitch. She's, you know, not just swinging at everything, because I know she's a hitter and she wants to hit no matter what comes at her, but she has to understand at the varsity level, you know, you can't just swing at everything. You have to find your pitch and, you know, and engage on it.
Well, we mentioned here you get another round with Goodland tomorrow, and then it's Liberal on Monday. So a pretty big challenge here. And then Garden City next week. It's all WAC week next week officially now as you flip the calendar there. But what are you looking to see with your team over the next five games?
You know, we're definitely going to have – I mean, we really – like, I feel like we've been kind of up and down this whole year, and I really feel like we still haven't seen our best performance. You know, I see some really good things here and there, and – I'm really hoping for us to start putting it together. And, you know, this next week is going to be definitely a challenge, Liberal and Garden City. And it's only going to prepare us and be more prepared for regionals. And I'm excited for us to see, a challenge. I mean, we've been seeing challenges all year, but I think this is going to be an even greater challenge. And I really think it's going to prepare us for regionals.
Well, all right. Hopefully the bats continue to kind of pick up from the seventh inning, sixth and seventh innings, I should say, there from yesterday. And hopefully they continue there for you tomorrow and into next week and next month there as well. Coach Aaron Myers joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. But kind of our short segment here tonight. Just not a whole lot to talk about other than just one game, huh?
Yeah. You know, I just hope that we start hitting from the very beginning and we push on the gas and we don't stop. So we've been kind of late bloomers sometimes, and it's too late. So hopefully we can fit in seven really good innings tomorrow and hopefully come away with a W.
All right. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here tomorrow next week.
Thanks, Adam.